Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtones within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
disgusting. Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality. Bitch.
Hello, everybody. Episode 158, Church Reality. I'm going to bring on one of my co-hosts, Elaine Riddick. How are you doing, Elaine?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Can't complain too much. Cubs are going to the World Series. Hey, you know, that's a good thing. But the bad thing is, will we all be around long enough to see them win? Things are looking real messed up. I just want to know, and please, anybody listening, give us a call, 714-409-0548. Is there anybody out there that still believes in this farce of election being something that's real? Well, apparently there's millions of people out there that believe in this. Lane, they got to be brainwashed. I mean, what's going on here for either side?
You know what? This is the most craziest thing I've ever in my life seen. You know, I think we're still asleep. I know I'm not. You're not. But most of the people that accept this here, right here, they're crazy. This whole thing is crazy. Even like with one of Donald Trump's guys came and said, if he don't win, that there is going to be a civil or either a race war. A race war. This is threatening us to make sure that Donald Trump wins.
Let's see.
You know, Hillary.
Is this Book?
You know what it is. What's up with it, man?
Hey,
man,
how you doing?
Glad to hear you.
Hey, I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Fine.
I just came back from South Carolina, man. I was checking on some family that had some hurricane damage. That's all.
How's everybody doing?
Everybody holding up all right, man. I mean, waiting on the purge just like everybody else. Waiting
it's
on this damn purge
that's
about to take place. Yeah, man.
It looks like it's coming real, real fucking soon. But like Elaine was just saying, there's people out there, as well as you know, they're pushing for a race war. They're trying to scare voters into voting for Trump. And then... the other spectrum is there's millions of people brainwashed by Hillary Clinton like she's a saint. Now, you served in the military. You served mm-hmm. side by side with other soldiers. I assume you lost good friends.
Most definitely.
Okay, with Hillary and this whole Benghazi thing, don't worry, we're going to go in on Trump people listening. Because I know that, hey, they're just going to go in on Hillary. No, we're going to get both of these fucking weirdos. But when Hillary and the Benghazi thing was going on, you know, how did that resonate with someone like you who's lost, you know, brethren in combat?
I'm going to be honest with you, Prez. Even to have that conversation with people that want to, you know, show empathy, bro, you do not know how that feels until you experience it. And that goes even for people that have been in combat theater, but have not really engaged in combat. You got what I'm saying? You could be there. You could hear something, but you don't necessarily see anything. Those are two different things. You can be there and there's a threat, but to actually encounter and go through, no one ever wants to be put in that position. And to say how I feel the same way every time I have to go forward. Now, you know, I don't have that on me anymore because I'm waiting on Congress to tell me, hey, Chisholm, go ahead and retire. You know what I mean? I'm days away right now. But when you're over there, the first thing that pops into your head is the people that are making these decisions will never come to this part of the world. They will never put a rifle in their hand. They will never see or do the things that we have to do. You got what I'm saying? So from their perspective, they can care less because they view everyone that's in the military as expendable anyway. You understand what I'm saying? We're a number, man. That's all to it. Pawns in their game. So to look at it from that perspective, I understand how thoughtless and heartless they can be because I've seen it too many times. But from the fellas that's behind the gun and in front of the gun, you got what I'm saying? Because when you're behind it, you're behind your own. You're in front of the enemy's gun. Yeah. You know that ultimate sacrifice is possible, but you don't think that way. You never think that way. I know for me, when you actually going through that encounter, man, prayers feel like you're watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything's moving a tad bit slower than it would in real time, and you can't stop nothing from happening. That's how I feel for me. And it's like it always seemed like after something bad had taken place, it was like the weather would change. It would be an overcast for the rest of that day and the day after. You know what I mean? And you try to do stuff to get your mind off of what you saw. You try to get that smell of blood out of your nose. That never leaves you. It's just, it's a totally different perspective when you've actually been in it. Vice, her not doing anything when it's going down. She's never been in that position. She'll never know the importance of making sure that that takes place. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, think about it, man. The majority of the politicians that we have in office right now, how many of them have served? Not many. I don't know of any of them that has really for sure served. I think that should be a prerequisite. I'm being honest. See, like I said, man, I think that should be a prerequisite of the president. You got what I'm saying? I mean, Senate and Congress, they're going to just do that thing and just vote every hour on hour every day. But the president, before you send someone into war, I think that you should have had to, you know, serve in that capacity. But that's just me. You know what I mean? People not going, come on, man. They think about it the same way these folks that watch, you know, police officers shoot American citizens. You know me, prayers. I don't play the race card unless I know shit have to. But
yeah,
same way that these people could turn a blind eye at police officers that's in the wrong. They could see that they're in the wrong, and they could have no compassion for the people that are affected by it. It's the same way these politicians don't think about how expendable the military is because they don't have family members that participate. Like, dude, I'm telling you right now, the average American family that has lived in a blue-collar city and just want to make something of themselves. This guy, let's say you got a nephew right now, and he's a struggling high school football player. He loved the sport, loved athletics, but he just ain't good enough to really go to school. And your family might not have enough money to send him to college. He is a perfect target for a recruiter. You got what I'm saying? So these are the dudes that end up in the military. And if they stay, it's a good chance they'll be under that gun and they will be at the expense of someone that has never been in that position making the decision to make sure that they're either rescued or not put in a compromising position where they will lose their lives. So I mean, and to say that I don't feel for the folk that have lost somebody, I would be lying. But also to say that situations like that don't give me a blank feeling, I would be lying also. Because in a sense, when you're in it, you have to desensitize yourself to what you see and what you go through to continue to go through. Because, every time I go, I got one thing on my mind. I made a promise to the people that I love that I'm coming back home. And if I got to shoot everything moving to make sure that happened, that's what I'm going to do. But you have to, bro, your mind got to be conditioned a certain type of way to say that you're going to do that. I got plenty sleepless nights. You know what I'm saying? I got a boatload of medication that I take, man. So from the perspective of somebody in the position of saying, if it was me, I know what I would do if I was the Secretary of State in a situation like that. You know what I'm saying? But, man, prayers, as far as this election is concerned, people talking about, you know, you got to make a choice of the lesser of two evils. God damn it, evil is evil.
Right.
Now, being black, I'm going to be real with you. Being black, I'm going to exercise my right to vote. I'm going to do that. Even if I just walk in the damn voting booth and write my own name down, I'm going to go exercise my right to vote, because there's a boatload of people in this country that would have a problem if, you know, that tradition that the president has, I can't even remember the name of the paper that they have to sign to ensure that African Americans can continue to vote. If let's say that it does come around and Trump is the president and he doesn't sign it, there'll be a whole bunch of people with something to say and really want to do something. But I don't know, man. And my question to you two is this. If he wants to start a race war, it's going to be who against who? That's what I'm trying to figure out. This race war is who against who? Is it all races against each other?
Well, this
or is
white
it all people of color versus white people? Because when you say all people of color, you're talking about just more than black people. Who the hell, who going to war with each other?
Exactly.
Who's really going to engage in this shit? Is what I want to know.
Stupid, ignorant people.
Well,
mainly these Nazis and Klansmen. Just with the racist rhetoric.
And prayers, the truth of the matter is this, man. You know what? You know what? American society has done? They have fooled all of us. White, black folk, Hispanic folk, any type of background folk. They have fooled us into believing that those type of people determine public policy.
Yeah.
The smart person is supposed to ignore the ignorant person. Because from a distance, somebody else can't tell who's the jackass. You got what I'm saying? So, dude.
Yeah.
They want you to believe that the Klansman and the skinhead is the problem. When in reality, any type of supremacy may be hidden behind companies like AT&T, NBC, CBS, all these different entities that make billions of dollars. While me and you at work, they on the golf course making decisions that's going to affect our lives. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're spinning
so,
shit like that.
Dude, let me tell you something. Prayers, I say it every time I come on this show. Protect your house. If somebody come to your house with that bullshit, you have the law on your side at that point. The only thing that anybody need to be holding on to right now is their jobs and their weapons. Because something's going to go down. I don't know when it's going to go down. I don't know how it's going to go down. But an honorable death to me is protecting these people that I have under my roof. That's my wife and my children, man. And that ain't no gangster shit. That's just straight up manhood. You know what? A snake don't strike at nobody if the snake ain't being bothered. The snake going on about his business. He's still a snake. But he's just going on about his business. So
it's coming.
I got kind of like a cobra style. You don't mess with me, I ain't gonna mess with you. You got what I'm saying?
Be all across the board.
That's
the way it should be.
But see, prayers. This is what people are missing, man. They're so focused on what's taking place in Washington, D.C., they're not looking at what's going on in their own communities. You got a bunch of people. This is election season for a lot of people. Prez, if you get in trouble right now, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton ain't got a damn thing to do with your case until your shit reaches the height of international incident. That's going to happen by a long shot. You got to make sure that judge you go stand in front of ain't got a problem with you. You got to make sure that magistrate that you got to deal with don't have a problem with you. So from the standpoint of people, we have to pay attention to what's going on locally. You got what I'm saying? Because, dude, when you unjustly get that speeding ticket, that shit ain't going to the White House. That shit going downtown to the courthouse.
Matt Jay said the same thing. It's got to be local.
Yeah, man. That's the power that we really have. That's the government that we should be paying attention to. This Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump shit ain't nothing but reality TV. Shit like
yeah,
a
is.
Big
You're right.
on bad, man. They remind me of rappers. Like, for real. They taking shots at each other. They don't give a damn about what the hell. We in the know. When I say we're in the know, we see through bullshit. Not saying that we're in the know of what the government's going to do. We know that there's no outlook for us. Like, pinging back on the military thing, Prez. Now, I served the majority of my time in the Marine Corps. 17 plus years of my 20 years I've served in the Marine Corps. All right? When we go in these meetings, when I got a meeting I got to go to, the meeting is about the mission. If the troops are considered in any way, shape, or form, that's the very last thing that's talked about. This is what I mean. If something that minute as regular military training, if the focus of the meeting is the mission, what makes any person in America think that when these politicians go to work Monday through Friday, that their concern is you? Their concern is not you. Their concern is making sure they keep China off our ass because we owe them a boatload of money. They're trying to ensure that the business of the country can continue. The people are the very last thing that is on any mind of any politician. So I say all of that to say this. Since they're campaigning about how much they care about you right now, any time you have a problem, let's say you got a problem with your property tax, you don't like the way it look, damn it, you need to be going down to your local congressman's office. Give him 2 weeks. If they don't get with you in 2 weeks, then you bother your local goddamn Senate's office. Everybody in every district, in every county or parish has a local representative. Make them work. They're campaigning right now saying that they work for you. Make them work. I'm in the process of doing it right now, man. See, Prez, this ain't nothing but barbershop talk. This is how you make people shut the hell up. They're going to talk all this shit about Hillary. They're going to talk all this shit about Donald Trump. And when you ask them, well, where's your local representation office? See if they can tell you where it is.
Yeah, where is it?
They can't tell you.
Exactly.
They can't tell you. So you're doing the same thing amongst yourselves that these two fools doing in each other's face. They talking shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all they doing.
Nothing to do with nothing that's going on.
Yeah, you just talking shit. And let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all know me, man. I'm an advocate for people. I already understand everybody can't be rich, but there's nothing wrong with making sure that the folk that want to make their lives a little bit better have the opportunity of doing it. This is supposed to be America. This is supposed to be the greatest nation on earth. It don't sound like I'm asking for something so goddamn far-fetched. Everybody can't be rich because guess what? If that takes place, there's no fun in being rich. Who the hell is going to wait your table when you go to the damn five-star restaurant if the fucking waitress all of a sudden got rich? You feel what I'm saying? It's just, hey, man.
What do you want?
I'm not saying that the playing field is going to ever be level, but I'm saying this. If economic development takes place in the parts of America that are not considered, a.k.a. to get it. Look, man, I don't know who told these jackasses that it was cool to become successful and stay in the ghetto. I thought the goal was to become successful and get the hell out of the ghetto. Who changed that protocol, Fred? I don't know who changed that protocol, bro. But, again, like I said, man.
Yeah, that's real shit.
The only thing that
the entertainment industry has a lot to do with it, too.
Sit down.
People follow suit with whatever the mainstream puts in front of their face. And like you said, this is a big reality fucking show. That's all it is.
That's all it is, bro. I mean, hey, man, I will be so glad when it's over.
I do one of these fucking morons. I really do.
I'm going to be real with you.
Because I'd like to hear you school them, because and some of these guys, I'm posting in this InfoWars group, because a lot of these guys, they're all negative, anti-Hillary, pro-Trump. Like he is going to look out for anyone. He's a fucking billionaire. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said about Hillary, same thing with her. She's not going to look out for anybody other than the lobbyists that are going to get her elected. Same as him. He's not going to look out for anybody other than the people that are going to financially back whatever kind of crazy ideas he has. And
what has me bothered, Fred, is everybody in this country has historically watched the government lie to its people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they think that one day they are going to fulfill what they promise. I'm going to tell you something about me, man. I'm not going to beg to sit at no one's table. If I see everybody getting served some food and I'm a guest and no one makes the offer, I'm not going to eat. And I'm not going to stay there and watch everybody stuff their face and enjoy themselves. I'm going to go make my own table. I'm sick and tired of everybody continuously begging and begging and getting beat down. All the government is doing is watching how far they can go with the American people. When all this shit that's taking place that we see is wrong, and we never mobilize, and we never try to come up with a solution to everything that's wrong, all we're doing is giving them the fuel for martial law. That's all we're doing. That is all we're doing, man. They know what they was doing when they made social media. Prez, when you give somebody the opportunity to voice their opinion, voice their frustrations, get that shit out of their system, they're not going to go in the street and go into action. Temper is temporary. We all may see something tomorrow morning that has us completely pissed. 20 years ago, you couldn't get on your phone and talk about it and then go to war with motherfuckers on InfoWars. You had to get your ass up and go make yourself seen. You had to get into action. You know what I mean? But social media ain't nothing but a muzzle. Y'all know the deal. I ain't been on social media in about a year now.
You know what I mean?
That's part of self-training for myself.
Relief.
Dude, listen. I'm going to tell you right now. All these people that have, some people have shown me how genuine they have been. They are. And showed me how fake they are, too. I challenge you, man. Get off social media for 1 week. Make a post and say that, hey man, you're ill. And if anybody want to get at you, go ahead and hit this phone number. See how many people call you.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
See how many people call you, man. You know what I mean?
That's real.
I mean, look, thank God.
Maybe
Skylar
two,
is doing
if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Maybe one.
Yeah, you're right. I'll call you. You know what I'm saying? Elena call you.
Yeah. Just us. That's about it, right?
Six would be like, hey, man, I was high when you put the number out, dude. My bad. He'll call you a few days later, you know. But, it's just, man, I used to tell people all the time before I got on social media. I said, man, when you got the world in the palm of your hand, you do not pay attention to the world around you. And this is what I mean when I say that. They give you this virtual reality world, and you get your news over that world. You voice your opinion on that world, and then you never leave the comfort of your home to actually see what the hell is happening. You've been pissed off all day long making these posts, and when you go to the front door, you see that your house is surrounded by the SWAT team, and they're telling you, sir, come on, go with us. You're like, what the hell done happened? Maybe I'm crazy for thinking that way, man, but I'm telling you right now, the question I want answered is, when Trump keeps saying, let's make America great again, what America are you talking about? Are you talking about America in 1996 or America in 1946?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want to know.
Now he's getting on the podium and he's like, I'm going to do great things for the blacks. I'm going to do great things for the Latinos. That's his latest kick. He's trying to get the black and Latino vote. What great things are you going to do?
Can he do great things? Look at his association.
You're going to go down there and pass out a little bit of water like you did in that one video, or a couple little items out of the back of a truck just for your PR shot? I mean, fucking.
But, you know, the thing is with him, when it
just
comes to me, he opened his mouth first. And I know what he said about black people not too long ago. And now he found out that he needs our votes. The only thing a black man is good for is what? What was that he said? No, he called them thugs and thieves. And then he said the only thing a black woman is good for is sex. And I said, how do you know if you haven't been there? So this thing that he's running is not going to work. And I tell people now, don't go in there. Don't let nobody tell you who to vote for. Vote with your conscience. You know, I know Hillary Clinton, now she's killing babies up to 9 months. A woman can carry a baby for 9 months. And that's not abortion anymore. That's total outright murder.
Yeah,
so, you know, and then I know that they put most of their clinics in the black neighborhood. You know, so I see what both of them are doing. One is they're going to kill us anyway. One is killing us in the street, and the other one is killing us from the womb to the tomb, or before we can get out the womb. So I have no use for neither one of them.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that 100%. You're right, because at that stage, a baby could be given to a family that can't have kids. So we can give the child
9 months,
grateful.
Man.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
What idiot woman gonna kill a baby, carry a baby for 9 months? I mean, I've heard of such thing happening, but she couldn't have aborted the baby if Hillary Clinton had not made it into a law. Because she gets mad at her boyfriend, and you're going to go and abort his baby at 9 months. And then on top of that, another thing with Hillary Clinton, which is really, really so disturbing, is that she don't only allow babies to be killed that aborted at 9 months or murdered. She will allow the woman to have the baby. And then what they do is they take the baby and they shoot the baby up with poison in the spine and in the heart with poison after the baby has been born.
Wow.
So, you know, but I'm telling you, so you can't tell me, people get mad, go Hillary Clinton. You can't tell me to vote for Hillary Clinton when Giuliano and all these white supremacists are supporting Trump. You can't try to tell me, you can't make me vote for Trump. You can't make me like him, because I know what he's going to do. You know, when they had that stop and frisk. You know, why do you think these white supremacists want Trump in office?
NRA is the number one endorser of him right now.
That's right.
And the NRA is full of these white supremacist assholes. So all we need to do, I'm not saying we don't need guns. I believe every responsible adult that wants to protect their family should have a gun. But, you know what I'm saying, some of these assholes that have guns should not have them.
And
they're
fucking,
they're ticking time bombs.
Hey, listen,
there should be a way to regulate.
Let me tell you, these people are thinking prayers. I said this probably the third time talking to you after we first met. Bro, these people have allowed too many freedoms in this country. I know that sounds crazy from a black dude from the South, but listen to what it is I'm saying. Somebody break into your house right now. You grab your pistol. You shoot him. He survives the shooting. He has the right to sue you. I want you to hold that for a minute.
Fucked up?
Yes, that is wrong. Okay. In some states in this country, you pay property tax on your land. In some states, your neighbor can throw trash on your land, can take a shit on your yard, and look you in the face, and there's not a thing you can do. In some states, like Texas, if your toe crossed that man's property line and he tells you to get off of his property and you don't leave, he has the right to shoot. Now, I say that to say this. I think that's the America that the both of these candidates are trying to push. I think that we're getting ready to witness the wild, wild west. Everybody's going to be on edge. Let me tell you something, man. It's going to get to the point to where you're seeing people, and I mean more than just black folk. I mean, black folk have been complaining about our treatment ever since our existence in this country. But it's going to get to the point where you're going to turn on the news or you're going to scroll down your phone and you're going to be desensitized to how people are being killed. So when I say welcome to the purge, yeah, that movie say that they got 12 hours, you know, and all crime is good to go. I'm telling you right now, man, on a day-to-day basis, you're going to see where it's going to get so sickening, it's not going to faze you. That's when it's bad, bro. When it get that bad that it don't even faze you. Man, I remember a couple months ago when you had some people that were mad as hell at Spike Lee doing that movie Chi-Rack. I don't know if y'all saw it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Did you see it, Prez?
I didn't see it. I saw the preview of it.
Don't listen, bro. Don't even waste your don't waste your time. Spike Lee.
Okay.
Spike Lee had a perfect opportunity to make a very great dialogue. You got what I'm saying? The basis of the movies is this. He took a play, I guess, from eons ago. It's about the Spartans and the Trojans. But the backdrop of his story is Chicago. So the Spartans and the Trojans are two gangs. And the mothers, you know, the women, say, hey, man, we got to do something to protect our babies. If these dudes don't put down their guns, we ain't going to have sex with them. So the slogan of the movie is, no peace, no pussy. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
brother, now,
mockery,
this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That sounds great if you are going to take what's going on in the country seriously. The dialogue itself in the movie is all in rhyme form. So there's no beat playing, but every time they talk to each other, they're rhyming. I'm like, this shit is getting obnoxious. And I mean, it took away from the seriousness of the message that he was trying to send. And I'm speaking on it because Charleston was mentioned in the movie. Now, this movie was supposed to be about Chicago, Illinois. But Charleston was mentioned in the movie. and they gave the history of Mother Emmanuel, and they gave the history of the Citadel and why the Citadel was built. I'm trying to remember the dude's name that played the preacher, White Cat. He in a boatload of movies, man. He did the movie where fucking California is falling apart. Not San Andreas, the other one, the one that came before that one. I can't remember his name, man. But anyhow, he's the only person in the movie that's not rhyming. He preached a sermon over a dead girl that caught a stray bullet. He's the only dude in the movie that's not rhyming, and the cast that this man has is heavy as hell in this movie. I'm talking about this shit could have been the catalyst of everything that's taking place in the United States right now. But because of how he did it, man, I'm telling you, man, if I was from Chicago, I would be, the hell with being from Chicago. The fact that this man had real mothers in the movie showing pictures of their dead children that were killed in this city, and the projection that you give in motion picture form is the replica of an old play. Man, you should have chose a different subject matter. You should have made a different movie. Because that shit was, I'm telling you, it was sickening, man. It was sickening. And the only reason I see it is I got this fucking movie box. I'm not going to go to the theater and spend my money on no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I got the damn, you know what I'm talking about, the goddamn box you can stream whatever movie you want to watch.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I watched it. And I mean, I wanted to see it because, man, you got a bunch of people that are damn talk about a subject they don't know nothing about just because everybody else talking about it. And I remember when Sway was interviewing Spike Lee, he had a bunch of people talking shit to him about the movie and they ain't even seen it. I mean, I endured them damn 2 hours, and bro, I'm telling you right now, I was so upset at the end of it, man, because you can't take a situation that serious and make a satire out of it, man. That shit was horrible to me.
Hey, good night.
That shit was horrible.
I'm fine, just yeah. The radio.
That shit was horrible.
Fun of something. Hey, something that so much pain is involved in. Day to day, you know, young babies catching strays, and yeah, exactly. You're making it about pussy, getting your pussy supply
dude,
cut
oh
off.
My.
That's completely
and
insane.
Prayers,
but,
it got the one
hey.
Point. Dude, it got the one point. Where this dude had the National Guard singing love songs to the women in unison, trying to get pussy out of them. It was just, I'm like, are you fucking serious, man?
Right. Well, you can try.
And this dude sat there and had real mothers from this real city come on this movie and show pictures of their dead children.
Oh.
The mother that's affected in the movie is Jennifer Hudson. She had her whole family fucking slaughtered, man.
I'll get back with
you. You got what I'm saying? So, I mean, these are real people that have been affected by real things. That was not the portrayal. I don't see how. I mean, well, an actor is going to act in a movie because they're going to get paid to do it. But man, it's just certain stuff I can't put my stamp on if my heart's not in it. You got what I'm saying? And I guess
yeah.
In the midst of recording the movie, you don't see the overall thing because you're recording scene by scene. You're just doing what the director's telling you to do. You don't know the whole backdrop. You know what I mean? Especially if you're just an extra. Or if you got a particular, but man, I'm telling you, bro, I watched that shit, and I said, man, this dude missed the perfect opportunity to send the message that the country needs right now. Now, Free State of Jones.
What?
That movie, the Free State of Jones, that's the message that needs to be sent to the country right now. Because when that movie is based on the Civil War. And white and black folk getting along because they living next to each other, and you got a Confederate army that's trying to rape you of all of your resources so that they can fight against a different opinion of people in America.
Mm.
That's what that movie's based on. That's the perfect foundation of what we need to see right now. Because
right.
them dudes that deserted that army and had people looking for them to kill them had to partner with runaway slaves.
Mm.
They said, man, we got the same goddamn goal. And before the end of that movie took place, they said, listen, man, this is the free state of Jones, where a man is a man. Your skin color don't determine you being a man. You are a man. And that's that. I was like, you know what? That's what the hell needs to be talked about right now.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, at the same, like I'm going to tell you this, Prez, you know, I've worked pretty late in the evening, so I ain't been catching First Take and Undisputed, but, man, Shannon Sharp, to me right now, is the realest black dude on TV. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not cooning. He ain't saying the shit that make people comfortable.
He's not going to be on a Willie's
talking. He's talking from the perspective of how he's been raised. And I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? Man.
But he's safe from Willie D then.
Willie D. I would be very, very shocked if Willie D go in on Shannon Sharp. But Willie D going on everybody.
We had him.
I would be shocked. Because Shannon ain't said nothing crazy. Yeah, Shannon ain't said nothing.
And since then, he's done a part two. So,
yeah, I seen it.
Yeah.
He
went in on Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who the other ones were, but yeah, he went
Ray Lewis.
Yeah,
went
yeah,
on Ray
yeah.
Lewis. I forgot the other people, but yeah, Willie D. I ain't heard him say nothing about Shannon yet, though, man. I don't think he will, cause Shannon really making sense.
Yeah.
You know? But bro, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm ready for this nonsense to be over. I think the smart people in the country understand what needs to take place. Do all that you can do to not give any energy to these negative people. Negative people need negative energy to live, and I want them to die. So I don't give them no attention, man.
Yeah.
You got me? I want them to die, man. I'm talking about, and when I say that, bro, I got negative people in my family I don't fuck with. They ain't got nothing to, and they blacker than me. So the hell with racism, man. If they negative, dog, do not give them no energy because they need that energy to live. And the only way we going to get straight is if these negative bastards die.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to die slow. Bitch, I want them to die fast. Just go ahead and get up out of here, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
And die, man. For real.
I've noticed that. You know, when you get rid of negative people in your life, everything is much better on all levels. You know,
you ever been in a room, you know, just conversating with people, man, having a good time, laughing, and that one person walk in and suck all the energy out of the room, man.
Oh yeah.
Be like, oh, this motherfucker. Yeah, people like that.
Not
man.
Again.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Yeah, it's
anybody
like the devil
right
just arrived. You know what I mean? Right, get out of here, man. We need them people to die. Seriously. We do. You know what I mean? But I will say this, man. I will say this. I think that all of this that's taking place right now is so that the other side that's not affected, and Prez, you're not one of these people, because you deal with black folk all the time, and then you're compassionate enough to listen to why we feel the way that we feel. But for the folk that don't have the compassion, there's so much of an outcry. They have to, even if they want to avoid it, they're hearing what's taking place, and you're kind of forcing people to listen, because sooner or later people are gonna be like, man, I'm sick and tired of all this goddamn talking. Let's get to a solution so we can stop talking about this shit. Because the elephant in the room is not going anywhere, man. I mean, dude, we either on the brink of solution or World War III?
Well, we're already at World War III. Russia just sent out a message to us. And, yeah, I just posted that today. We are already there.
Well, Elaine,
yeah, Russia,
you know what?
Russia ain't playing around.
You know what, Elaine? I'm going to be real with you. If it's going to take war from outside entities for America to get their shit together, then I'm going to say this. That ain't nothing but God.
I would say
see,
that.
People don't understand. Sometimes the storms that you go through, and prayers, I know you ain't a religious dude, but, bruh, my favorite book in the Bible is Job.
Oh, I love Job. That's mine, too. Oh, my goodness.
If you don't take nothing else from Job, you gotta take this.
Says
the devil cannot touch your life until he gets permission from God. You got what I'm saying? So that's why I keep telling everybody. You do what you got to do to take care of your household, man. Anybody come in your household with that bullshit, you go ahead and exterminate. You understand?
Mm.
Now, part two of that is this. We got a whole bunch of unrest taking place here at home, and the whole world is watching. Y'all ain't seen that goddamn Filipino president got pissed off?
I heard him.
They've been hunting. Y'all been hunting black people. Don't try to come over here and tell me how to run my country. And you over here, you hunting black people for sport?
And that's
sad.
Yeah. If you got a problem with it, you can come and see me right now. But I mean what I say. I mean, so the world is paying attention. Because, come on, man, as the USA goes, the rest of the world go. So everybody is seeing this Hillary and Donald shit. Everybody is paying attention to this shit right now, especially the Middle East, because they're trying to figure out, hey, who the hell are we going to have to deal with? Who are we going to get this money from for this goddamn oil, man?
Well,
Trump ain't
going to
pay
out. They're already saying that there's going to be war. You know, it depends on which one wins as well. Scott, I just sent you that. You know, they're telling us to go find shelter.
And look, I'm not going to let these fools scare me. I'm living in my shelter right now. I'm in my damn house. Mm. Now, Elaine, I'm telling you right now, anybody come over here with this bullshit, I will die. I will die protecting my loved ones.
That's right. And you should.
And I mean this.
No,
I mean this with all
there.
The life I have in my body.
They
will
gotta
die.
Get in there.
I will die protecting my love.
It's coming. I just saw, everybody knows who Lester Holt is, the news anchor. He said that the CIA is planning retaliatory cyber attacks against Russia. First off, if there is war, when is it cool to be, like, telling the enemy what you're going to be doing on fucking mainstream media?
Hey, that's secondly, what got Dorado fucked up.
Secondly, we're doing another Gulf of Tonkin 9/11 right now. I don't think Russia's been hacking shit. I think our own CIA has been hacking these things.
I do too. And make Russia look bad
to justify war. If you watch Russia TV, you know, I've seen interviews with Putin. I'm not saying he's a saint by any means, but this guy is not wanting, you know what I'm saying, to go to war with us. You know what I'm saying? He's saying, hey, don't push me, because if you push me too far, you're not going to like it. But he's warning us, don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And right now,
already.
Yeah, what it is you know what it is, Mook, and I'm sure you know too, Elaine. It's for control over the oil in Syria. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go to war with Russia, we've been talking about this for 60 years, ever since we gave control of different parts of Germany and Czechoslovakia to Russia after World War II. The whole Cold War thing, that's been going on for years. It's going to start up again. And you're right, Mook. I do want to say this before we go. You're 100% right. Unfortunately, It's going to take something catastrophic to unite the people in this country, because right now it's like somebody dropped a big jar of marbles and every motherfucking marble is going in opposite directions.
You're right. I mean, Perez, for the life of me, man, I have been trying to figure out. I've been trying to figure out racism. like I'm serious, man. You mean to tell me you got a problem with me because of my complexion?
And it has nothing to do.
No,
with
I ain't
it.
Never. I ain't never done nothing to you. Like, dude, I mean, Willie D said it best.
Yeah.
Racist people, if they're really, really racist, the people that hurt them the most is the people that look like them. Dude, if I'm a real goddamn racist, I wouldn't dare work for white folk if I'm black.
If
anybody ever broke my heart, they probably look like me. Anybody ever beat me out of a job, they look like me. So in reality, the people I should be mad at is the people that look like me. Why I got a problem with somebody else that don't look like me?
Exactly.
If I don't deal with them, they ain't never had the opportunity to do nothing to me.
With people, you know what I'm saying, that look like me, or people sometimes even within my own family, or within my wife's family. You're 100% correct on that, too. You're 100% correct. Most of these bigots, like I see these rednecks around here, they ain't never even seen, some of them ain't never even seen black people, let alone be friends with them. So they have no reason to have any hatred or animosity towards them or anybody that, you know, outside of their own. It's
hey,
just
man.
Ignorance, man. It's taught and it goes down the line from generation to generation, unfortunately. You know,
I don't understand.
Cycle.
These the same people that go to church on Sunday and say they love God, though.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, if they believe the Bible and they believe that the Bible is the Word of God, it does give a specific, description of how Christ looked.
And that's who they
and
hate.
And you got a problem with goddamn skin tone. Last time I seen some Bert Blast, that shit was midnight black. I'm sorry. You burn some brass right now. Motherfucker's not going to turn peach.
I forget who painted that first image of Christ with blonde hair and blue eyes. I read about it a long time ago, but it was indoctrination, obviously. But anybody with half of a brain would know that somebody from
European people don't live in Palestine.
You're not going to see, especially at that time, you wouldn't see a Viking in the middle of the desert.
They was hiding them out, so sending to Egypt to mix with the other people.
Go through sand. I don't care how hard he fucking rows. But yeah, exactly. You know, there's so many
indoctrination. Those are the type of people that won't sit down and have this type of conversation, because, you know, you make them feel so damn stupid. But like I said, man, prayers to you and your family, Elaine, to you and your family, and anybody that's listening. If you got any type of soul, if you got any type of love for yourself and the people that you say belong to you by your kindred, hold on to your job, hold on to your weapons, and leave people the fuck alone unless they fuck with you.
That's great advice. That's great advice, man.
Come on, man. We all got the same goal. We all are trying to get ahead. We trying to do a little bit better for ourselves. We trying to live a little more comfortable. Hold on to your job and protect your family and your assets. Leave people alone. If he ain't bothering you, he ain't bothering your stuff. Leave him alone.
That's a perfect way to end the show. And then we're going to leave with this song here. It's called End of the World by Caliber 007. Hopefully the purge don't go down like we were talking about. But if it does, it does. Protect your family, like our good friend Luke said, and protect your money. You know what I'm saying? Protect your family, your money, and your close loved ones. And your pets. How's Toby doing, by the way, Elaine, before we get out of here?
Well, he's still taking that liver pill, those liver pills, you know, and he had to take them for 14 days. And I think he's all right. He's being a little brat, as usual, you know, wants all the attention and wants to be in charge. So that tells me that he's okay.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, when they get back to being bossy, that means they're okay. That's
okay.
What's up. Well, everybody take care of yourselves. We'll see you guys next week. This is The End of the World by Caliber 007.
Big brother watching me. Children always talking, but nobody pays attention.